Mother's Day is coming up this weekend, a celebration of moms everywhere. I visited a stay-at-home mom with four small children that homeschools her kids, manages the home, and operates her own business. Shannon Rinke has her master's degree in counseling, but instead of working in an office, she spends her days at home taking care of her house and family. I stepped into a spotless living room next to a colorful playroom and what might have been a dining room, but at the time was full of toys and rambunctious children. During the interview, you can hear the children play, and we occasionally pause so mom can kiss a boo-boo or two. How does staying home with the kids impact a woman that was obviously educated toward a career?
Personally, for me, it's been really hard until I kind of figured out what I was doing. For me, I had one kid after another after another. It was sort of like trial by fire in a way. My first two are 17 months apart, so I was having another one before the first one was old enough to talk or get out of diapers. For me, it was a lot of isolation, especially at the time we lived in Michigan in the snow belt and we had one car. So I was like sort of snowed in, hearing the snowmobilers going behind my house and home with two babies. That was tough. But here in Tennessee, it seemed like even just the weather being different, it is, you know, warmer more often, it's easier to get out.
In addition to isolation and learning how to be a mom, because children don't come with instruction books, what are some of the other challenges you faced now that you have four children?
I think one thing that is challenging when you're home and you're in charge of the household all day is actually the marriage. Because it's a little different when you're home all day and you're in charge of everything. You know everything. You know every owie, every developmental stage has been accomplished. You're in charge of dinner. You're in charge of the laundry. And it's a different sort of partnership with your spouse because, for me, my husband works full-time. He's out of the house all day. And so he's out providing financially for us, and I really value that. And I need to show him that I value that as well. But it has to go both ways because I am here folding his underwear, and I'm, you know, here making his dinner and raising his children, you know, mine too, but making sure that there's like a respect that goes both ways between partners, that really helped me. When we moved here, it was different for us because my husband and I had to rely on each other. We have no family here. That actually really helped our marriage. Even though I was a stay-at-home mom before and after, it was that we only had to rely on each other. It made the difference for our marriage. And now he can manage all four of these kids like nothing. He recognizes all the work that I do because now he can do it himself as well. And he knows it's hard. I would say the marriage relationship, there's a learning curve to that when you're home because you don't want your husband to come home and say, what did you do all day? You are a hot mess. You are passing off children, running out the door. There's no dinner made. There's no clean clothes. Like that, to me, those are the hard days when you feel like your husband doesn't respect what you do. And that's rare now that that happens. But there was a time when it was regular. And it made it harder when I felt like I wasn't doing a good job and I wasn't doing my share. And I couldn't figure it out. That was really hard.
There has to be something from the outside feeding the intellectual needs. Where do you find that?
For me, it's actually been my blog. It was a way for me to write about the emotional and psychological side of being a stay-at-home mom. And it allowed for me to meet my need to consult or coach or, you know, I don't know what the exact term is, but I've always loved doing that. I know how to listen to people, and I know how to ask good questions. And so when I started the blog at samconsulting.com, I was able to get that out. And I was able to be like, I cannot be the only one dealing with this. I cannot be the only one doing it. And it felt good because other moms were responding and like, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I know exactly what you're talking about. Once that started happening, my confidence has gone up. When I was home and not giving outside of my home, I felt like I was missing something. So for me, the blogging stimulated that intellectual part of myself that went dormant when I gave birth.
So you found outlets to meet a lot of your needs, but you are now launching a business, you're becoming an entrepreneur, that still allows you to stay home, still allows you to raise your children, keep your home, be the stay-at-home mom, but also be a businesswoman.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I like lose sleep over it. If I was a dog and had a tail, I'd be wagging it all the time. I'm like really thrilled about it. it was a long process. I almost quit my blog a few months ago. I felt like, is this really, you know, am I really getting what I want out of it? Like, it had the intellectual stimulation, but I felt like I wasn't really helping people as much as I wanted. And I almost quit. Then I found my mentor, Sheila Boynton. She's the president of Thinking Media here in Chattanooga. I saw her at Camp House one day. I went to the wrong meeting for Collabs. They were hosting an event, a free speaking event for entrepreneurs on Wednesdays. I thought I was going to talk about intellectual property, but they weren't talking about that. And I was like, oh, I'll just stay. I'm out. Joe's watching the kids. I'm fine. But I stayed, and Sheila was speaking at it about building a business. And just everything that she was talking about, she works with her husband. They built their company together. And she raised her kids when they were, you know, home with them when they were young. And she just spoke with such, like, confidence and personal integrity and just creativeness and leadership. Like, I was drawn to her. And I asked her that day if she would be my mentor. Just, she didn't know me, but she said yes. And she has been key in guiding me along and not being a dabbler, but being somebody who's focused. And she kept telling me, whatever it is you decide to do next, think of a way that you can put it in a box. But then suddenly I said, what if it is a box? So the idea has been Mama's Got Mail, and it's a monthly gift subscription service for moms. Oh, come here.
It'll be all right.
You bumped your head. That was not nice.
Again, then bump.
Are you going to be okay?
Thank you.
Okay, that sounds good. The Mama's Got Mail is a monthly gift subscription service, and how it's different than other mommy monthly subscription services is that it's actually for the mom. When I did my research online, I realized a lot of the boxes were for their kids. It was mommy boxes for their kids. It was clothes for their kids or toys for their kids or developmental stuff for their kids. And I was just thinking, what would I want? So I have, like, really fun things. Like, really fun things for the moms. And it goes right along line with the counseling. For example, my demo box that I did and I tested on the Chattanooga Green Moms group was a book called Fat and Fiction. And it was a jar of coconut oil and a really juicy novel. And at the end of the night, after you have been chasing children and changing poopy diapers and making dinner and then cleaning it up, is to unwind. To take a spoonful of this coconut oil, it's good for your skin, it's good for your hormone levels, it's good for your insulin levels, and then, you know, take 15 minutes and read a novel. Just, like, escape, take care of yourself, and sort of just escape for a little while. It is very safe. You can do it at home while your children are sleeping. You know, it's like, I realize that moms have certain boundaries that you have to honor, because it's not cool to throw your kids under the bus so that you can go shopping in Vegas for the weekend. You know, you have to think about what can you put in a box that moms will use and find useful and find delightful. So my goal is to delight moms and, like, encourage them and support them. So feeling isolated, part of my box is actually a Twitter hashtag so that my customers can meet each other on Twitter, for example.
With all the chaos that four small children can bring, and you can hear it in the background, the kids are really active and they're very energetic and attempting to snip the tulips at your table here. How can you concentrate on where you want to go next or how you're feeling today? Because it is chaotic, it is hectic, and it is distracting. Mm-hmm. And I guess maybe I'm asking, are these boxes meant for after children's bedtimes?
Maybe so. I would say any time in life, when you're a stay-at-home mom, there's a best time of day to do things. The blog is SAHMconsulting.com. SAHM stands for Stay at Home Mom. And Mama's Got Mail is mamasgotmail.com.
Each box includes a self-checklist so moms can step back and take a quick look at more than just the diapers and weekly menus. Shannon Rinke has planned out the next 2 years of surprises for Mama's Got Mail, which helps her as much as the mother she stays in contact with. Follow the links on the Around and About blog at WUTC.org to learn more. And remember to celebrate the energy and wonder that are moms. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.